First of all, just a halacha regarding brachos birchat gomel. So tomorrow during Kriyas HaTorah, those who want to say a birchat gomel will say it. You get an aliyah, and anyone who wants to say it can say it, or we can have one person say it for everyone. Do you say a birchat gomel on a flight? So it's a machlokes. There are poskim, like Rav Gorin and the Belz Rebbe and others who say that nowadays it's not dangerous to fly, and therefore you would not say HaGomel. There are other poskim, like Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish, who say you do say a bracha on Birchas HaGomel, because it's an unnatural state to be in an airplane, and so you would say a bracha. If you're not sure, ask your parents or your rebbes what your minhag is, or you can be yotze through the person doing the bracha. Ideally, we do it 3 days after the event, then at Kriyas HaTorah, so we have 10 Jews saying a gomel together. Okay, so that's just second halacha I wanted to talk about is we are starting Chazara week. Woo!
Yay!
What does that mean? So we're gonna be focusing on doing Chazara over the Gemara that we've been learning. Why? Why are we doing that? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredea, Rish Mem Vav, and a person has the obligation, Adim Etai Chayv Lamod, Ad Yom Moto. Until a person dies, a person needs to keep learning. Why? Because we have this Isser called Upen Yasur Milavecha, that you should, lest you should make yourself forget, and therefore you have to keep doing Chazara to make sure that the Torah you've learned, you don't forget it. Which makes a lot of sense, because think about it. Let's say there was a doctor, and he said he read through the textbook at medical school. Would you trust him to do surgery on you? No, you want a doctor who actually knows this stuff, who understands it, who's taking the test, who's internalized the values. So it's not just enough to learn it. We have an obligation to make sure we do chazara and we remember what we learn. The Gemara in Kiddushin learns that from the pasuk we say in Shema, "Vishinantam avanecha," right? And you should teach it over to your children, that the words of Torah have to be mechudadim, they have to be sharp, like your teeth. And in other words, if you wake you up in the middle of the night, they say, Yidan, what's the bracha on applesauce? They will say, shaka, right away. So that sharpness is exactly the sharpness you should have with all your learning. What's Rav's opinion about gets and ones? That should be our level of sharpness. Good. That should be our level of sharpness when it comes to learning Torah. And Pirkei Avos also says this, Kol she'echach davar echad limudo mitchayev benafsho. Anybody who forgets anything, it's ki'ilu mitchayev benafsho. He's almost like it's almost chayev mita. I wouldn't necessarily take that literally, but the idea is that your soul needs to internalize these words of Torah that you're learning, so you need to do chazara. The Shulchan Aruch Rav actually writes that there's a real iser, it's a lav in the Torah, to forget the Torah learning that you've learned. Others don't necessarily feel that an absolute iser nowadays, that you can open up a sefer, but certainly everyone would encourage very strongly that you should, what you learn, you should do chazara over it. You can personally say, but I only have certain amounts of hours in the day, how am I going to make time for everything? Lo alecham lachal gigmor. You don't have to finish everything that you're learning, but you have an obligation, what you're learning, to do chazar, to internalize it, and to learn it. I'll finish with this. The Vilna Gaon, he himself was known to do hundreds of times chazar. He would do chazar over all of Shas every month. It's pretty crazy. He would stay up long winter nights doing chazar over a single Mishnah, just like in Talmud times, that they would just learn one Mishnah over and over. And he would say that the trick, the test to get into Vilna Gaon school was if every time you learn it, it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Every time you're learning, you're seeing new insights and it's getting more precious. Then the Torah you're learning is real. So bless us all this week, during Chazara week, that it should get sweeter and sweeter. You have a question?
Yeah, what are the details of Chazara?
Oh, I'll explain the logistical details and all that during lunch, but just now you should understand the halachas of the importance of doing chazara on your Torah. That itself should be the greatest reward, to know that you're going with the chazal in the Holy Torah.